This is part two of the success call with Mike Parker. Back on the team, you use the term team agent rather than buyer agent. Why did you do that?
We did buyer agents for the first 2 or 3 years, and you couldn't keep them. We couldn't keep them here. And as soon as they know they sell 2 or 3 years, they would sell, you know, houses. And then in 2 or 3 years, the buyer who bought is now wanting to become a seller, and they can't work with them. Well, number one, the buyer agent gets upset. Number two, the client is upset because they can't work with the person who sold them the home. And number three, I just personally doesn't like that type of thinking. That's kind of hurt me in the past. My thinking is a little bit more how to protect the agent, I guess, than protecting me some. But and Sam Miller is a very dear friend of mine, and we have this discussion every week. But it is, I'm staying with the team agent. They can list and sell. We market to their sphere. If their sphere of influence wants to list something, they should be able to list it. If they have a past client that they are dealing with, they should be able to list it. Now, their focus is 100% on buyers. But at the same time, if they have the ability to get a listing, I want them to get that listing. And I call them team agents. And, it's gone over very well. I've had two long-term team agents with me. And the only reason they're not with the team right now is they got transferred out. You know, a member of the family got transferred out, and that was the only reason they moved. So, but it's, and I'm going to keep it that way. I'm comfortable with that. And I think it's a reward for them too.
I think it's a novel approach, and I like the term you came up with, team agent. I think that's the first time I've heard it, and I really like it. How do you compensate your team agents?
The way we start off, I'm on a 90-10 split. I'm with a conventional company, and I'm on a 90-10 split, and then I have fees for my office space and things like that. I pay for 100% of everything. The first 24 units that they close are 45-45-10. It's basically a 50-50 split. And it's 45-45-10. On the 25th closing, they go up 5% and I go down 5%. So it goes 50-40-10. That 10 always stays the same. They can actually get it up to, 55. They can get it up to 65%. I think that's 48 plus units. I think it's what it is. Every 12 units, I go up 5% for them. So from there, we really focus into them that, you know, we want 24 units closed a year from them. And once they close the 25th unit, they don't go backwards the next year. They start off at 25 pay scale as long as they close 25 plus. If they close less than 25, then they go back to the, you know, the 45-45-10. So the next year, once they have closed 25 units, they'll start off at 50%, and I'll be 40, and company will be 10 from there. And, that's the way we set it up. I'm comfortable with that. I mean, it's I'm trying to build loyalty long-term. I'm not one to retrain and retrain and retrain people. We're at 4 right now, or we're at 5. Art Reed is, I said he was 72. He probably shoot me with that. I think he's 69. But Art is a, he's a real estate trainer himself, and he's kind of got himself back into sales. Art's probably not going to do 30 units, but Art will probably do 15, 20 units, and he'll probably teach 40, 50 days a year. And he's comfortable doing that and from there. But I've got the 4 that I want to get 30 plus. And we're actually recruiting for 2 more positions, 2 more team agents. And, I like to keep it around that 6. And if you got 6 of 30 and, I'm doing 50 units, I'm able to back off a little bit. I'm able to do a little bit more training with them. And, they'll put me 2+, 200+, and I'm comfortable with that.
Mike, to clarify, Do you own the company?
Huff Realty is about 600 agents. We are a Berkshire Hathaway company. Mr. Warren Buffett is our owner. We are part of Home Services. Home Services, I think, is 25 companies right now. I own Mike Parker Real Estate, LLC. I am an LLC. And, you know, that, and it's, as I tell people, I'm a company with inside a company.
And so the 10% in that compensation that went to the office, that's not going to you as the office. That's going to the broker.
Yes, that's going to Huff Realty and Home Services.
Great. I just want to clarify that. Mike, are you profitable?
Yes, I am profitable. We got, 08 was bloody. I lost $110,000 in 08. Last year, we had a lot of debt from the year before. We paid off a lot of debt. Getting in a brand new team, and I have done a lot of focus and a lot of training and getting them up to date. We're not this year going to be as profitable as we want to be. I think we've grossed $300,000 plus this year. I was looking at a P&L the other day, and I probably had spent $40,000 more than I was planning on different things. But we close our 60 units. I want to say satisfied, but I'll be okay where the P&L is this year. The profitability when you have a team like this is when you're able to keep people for a long period of time. And when you're able to keep those team agents or buyer agents, however you want, 3, 4, 5 years, you're not having to spend as much money on training. You know, I do a lot of the training myself, but I also bring, you know, I use David Knox's online training system. You know, that's $2.25 a month I'm spending there for those people. You know, we're their top producer. I pay for their top producer. I'm paying for a lot of different things to get them up and running as quick as I can, as possibly as quick as I can to 30 units. You know, we are really bumping up the direct mail, and we're also bumping up our print marketing. And to do that is give them as many leads as possible to come in. You know, it's real estate is lead generation nowadays. You know, we used not to be that way. It always was to a certain extent. But nowadays, you know, if it was just strictly me and Mel, I'd be running this business a whole completely different. But when I've got people like I've got now, I have got to be able to create leads for them. So you've got to be able to spend some money. But I will be somewhat satisfied with this year's P&L. The next 3 years should be extremely good.
Do you know your either expected, anticipated, or past net profit margins as a percentage of the revenue?
I do know what those are. And here's where the problem is. Is, you know what the best, Mike, do you know what the best thing about real estate is?
What's that?
There's so many different ways to do it. You know what the worst thing about real estate is?
What's that?
There's so many different ways to do it.
Right.
And, you know, it is, when you get down and people start talking about profits, well, what's the write-offs? You know, we're in a business where you could write a boatload of stuff off. I mean, a boatload. And the two times I got in trouble with the IRS was over write-offs. And I'm very aggressive on it. And, you know, it is, so when somebody's putting out what their net profit is versus the other person's net profit, you know, it's really hard to compare because you don't know how the write-offs are going and what's what. You know, my goal is after taxes and everything like that, if I can get it between 35% and 40%, I think that's a good number. You know, it is, I have always been heavy in staff, compared to other companies, to other agents. Two differences, You know, it's I probably get taken out once or twice a month to lunch or breakfast. Somebody's thinking about getting into business and they want to pick your brain. And the first question always out of the mouth is, if you had one thing to do over, what would you do? And I always answer it the same way. I said, I'd move. And they go, what do you mean? I would move where the average check to me would be $10,000. And it would be sunny. It would be sunny and warm. And they go, I don't understand. I said, well, when your average check to you is $4,000, it's really tough to do any major marketing. You've got to do a boatload of business to make money. Now, when your average check to you is $10,000 plus, you know what? It opens some doors. And, you know, Sam Miller and I, we talk all the time. You know, when you're in the average sales price of under $150, guess what? You got to do a lot of business to make any kind of money. I mean, a lot of business. And you got to spend a lot of money to make it. So, you know, from there. But, you know, I believe if you can keep your profit margin in that 35 to 40% after taxes and everything, you're going to make a good living. But again, it's like I share numbers with four or five other people, and none of us do it alike. Not one of the five do we ever do anything alike in how we write stuff off and how we do stuff. You know, somebody else has got a CPA who believes in this, and another bookkeeper believes in this, and, you know, it would be nice, though, if there was one certain way to do it, but it's a wild card question and answer.
Well, Mike, what drives you?
And, you know, in the past, competitive, when I first got into the business, being a former jock, being competitive, I went to the NAR. I joined RE/MAX in 91, and their Hall of Fame was, you know, you had to have $1 million in gross commissions. And my goal was to do that in 4 years. And I did it in 3 years and 51 weeks. And making commissions right there. I mean, I was very, very proud of that gold at the time. Since the divorce, back before the divorce, numbers really meant something to me. Awards won really meant something to me. For 9 years straight, I've been with the company since 99. For 9 years straight, I was their top agent, and there were six awards, and I would take usually five out of the six top awards. The last 3 years, I begged them to take me out of the awards. I said, please take me out of the awards. And I begged so much, I just stopped going to the awards banquets. And I said, I'm not going to go up on stage anymore. And they said, why? And I said, well, number one, nobody sells my listings for 3 months after Luther's there, because of all, you know, they already know who's going to be the top agent and everything. I said, second thing, share those awards out to the other agents. And I remember Gerald Trees getting the award after the first year out, and he turned around and looked at me as he's walking up, like, what's going on here? And I said, Gerald, congratulations. I said, I'm out of the awards. And what they did was they called it Lifetime Achievement Award, and, you know, I was recognized every year I'm recognized as being somebody who won 5 years straight, whatever, you know, these awards. But since the divorce, that's been a hard question for me. And I ask it myself probably every month, what's my focus? Last year, in the third and fourth quarter, my focus on making business was for a lifelong trip. And that was for me to go to the Vatican and to go to Rome. And I took 17 days, and I spent 10 days in Rome. And then I spent another 5 days or 7 days down in Texas at Pat Zadie's home for New Year's. And, you know, that Vatican trip for me was a lifelong dream trip over there. And I will be going back to there. That Sistine Chapel, if you've never seen it, I paid a guide. And the Vatican opens at 9 a.m., well, you can hire a guide, and a guide will cost you anywhere from $200 to $400 American dollars. And at 7:35, we walked in the Sistine Chapel, and there was myself, the guide, and two other people, and we just sat there for 30 minutes. And it's just something unbelievable. Now, I went back the following Saturday where I paid, you know, standard tour for a tourist to go through, and there's 500 people in there, and you're like a cattle car. I mean, it was just, you just didn't get the feeling that you had when you were in there. There was only four people in there. But for me nowadays, it is about trips, why I'm doing this business, the money I'm making in the business. I've got business. I've got money made up for my retirement and things like that. You know, I still have bills to pay and things like everybody else, but I've got most things paid off. And you know, nowadays is how can I improve my staff and my team every day? You know, and this is a question I posed out on a social media site the other day for real estate agents. You know, what is the responsibility of a real estate company to its agent? You know, and my opinion is how can they improve that agent every day? And that's the way I look on myself, is how can I improve my staff? How can I improve my team agents? And how can I improve myself every day? What little thing can we learn that we can take forward that we can use not just in business but in life also? You know, and it's like for one of my lifetime bucket lists I'm doing next year. I just couldn't make the dates work this year, but I've already set aside for next year is one of the Tony Robbins 3-day events. And, you know, what can you do to improve yourself? And, you know, that's one of the ways I fight that depression monster. But it's also, you know, I think as you're constantly learning and improving yourself, you're also improving yourself in business too. And, you know, from there. Because, you know, let's face it, I was born late in life. Mom was 42, dad was 49 when I was born. So 95% of my family's dead. I don't have to put kids through school, you know, things like that. So I don't have the standard expenses that some other people might have. I give a lot of money away to different charities and things like that. But at the same time, is how can I improve? And, you know, I do a one-day conference a year. We did one this year in July, and we're going to do a two-day conference next year. And that conference is all about one thing. How can we improve who comes there? It's not them to sell them something or anything like that. It's all about how can we improve those people, not just in business but in life. And if you've done that, you know, in my personal opinion, you've done that person a favor.
Well, Mike, why have you been so successful?
I think for three or four reasons. I think number one, elbow grease, willing to work. I grew up on a dairy farm. So a dairy farm, you know, you're up milking cows at 5 in the morning and 5 in the afternoon. But, you know, the second thing is persistence. I believe the Greek word for realtor is problem solver. Every daggone transaction's got problems. And nowadays, I got more problems than ever. But it's just, you know, you get a problem, you take a step back, and you don't hit that brick wall again. You walk around it. You find out what there's a solution to everything. And, you know, you just got to find a solution. And that's by asking questions, listening to people. But, you know, I think also, too, people genuine feel two things with me. Number one, I care. I care what happens to them. They're just not a number. You know, they're not number 67 transaction or a number 21 transaction. I truly care for them. And number two, they know that I got a passion for the business. You know, and you know, I think outside the box, and I think that's one of my strongest strengths is when I see a problem, I'm thinking outside the box. How can we fix it? You know, how can we take care of this? You know, most of our real estate agents, that's one of the reasons I'm so successful inside the rural areas, is, you know, they figure there's only one way to market. Well, there's many different ways to market a property. And you just, you know, you have to just think outside the box sometimes.
Well, Mike, if you were going to advise a brand new agent just getting in the business, what would you tell them to do first?
First thing would be database. You need to sit down with a pen and paper and with a drink, coffee, tea, milk, something stronger, and start thinking of people. And, you know, after a period of time, you're going to start running out of people. And it's what I tell people is, you know, think of somebody that you know. And let's just say it is Dan Jones. Okay, who do you know that knows Dan Jones that knows you? Okay, well, then that's that next person. And you draw a line down to that, and you draw another line down to that. And you got to get your database up to 200 people. And as I tell people, you know, 200 plus 200 is how many people? And they always say it's 400. And I said, no, it's not. It's 4,000. Because you are, when you market to those 200 people, you are also marketing to the people they know. Okay? And, you know, those 200 people. If you've got a brand new agent, I tell them, out of those 200 people, mark down which 50 will give you business or give you a referral now. Go through those 200 people and mark down which 50 people will give you business now or give you a referral. And what you're going to do is on those 50, you're going to contact them every month. You're going to see them in person or you're going to talk to them on the phone, one of the two. The 150, you're going to contact those people every quarter by person or on by the phone like that. And you're going to ask for the business. You're going to ask for referrals. Those 50, you want to get one referral minimum a year out of them. So let's just say that you are you get 50 referrals out of the 50 people. Half of them are bad. Okay, let's take 25 away. So we got 25 good referrals. Well, if you got 25 good referrals, they're all not going to close, but 80% of them should, which will be 20 referrals. So 20 of them will close. What's your average check to you? If your average sales price is $150,000 and you're on a 50-50 split, the average check to you is going to be about $2,250. So, you know, you're going to make, if you take $2,250 times those 20 there, you're going to make about $45,000 right there strictly off those referrals. That's a good start. That's a good foundation to build. And, you know, it's just, you know, starting that way. Real estate is a numbers game. That 20 times 5, that's 100 per week, 48 weeks, that's 48 weeks. If you contact people and you stay proactive, you'll be successful in this business. But if you sit back and wait on the business to come to you, you're going to be like 9 out of every 10 that gets out of the business. You've got to be proactive in this business. And by doing those numbers like that, those 20 contacts like that is 2.5 hours a day. That's all it is. I mean, you can make it on, actually, you can make it an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes if you're really focused. But it's just, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. 20 contacts, 2.5 hours. And, you know, that leaves you 4 to 5 hours to go out and make presentations and or show property to buyers or sellers.
Mike, do you think that top agent interviews like the one we're doing now with Mastermind Agent are valuable?
Oh, extremely. Extremely. I mean, I'm glad you're doing these because when Howard Star Power shut down, we lost something. I mean, it's I still got the old cassettes. I got a cassette player I put in the car from the old Star Power cassettes and played back. You know, there's really only two differences between 1996 and now. Selling real estate, there's only two things different. Only two. What would you think they'd be?
I'm not sure. What are those two things?
Okay, those two things would be this. FHA went from 3% to 3.5% down payment. Okay? And the second thing is technology. Technology's improved. But you know what? Technology always improves. We have the internet now. We didn't have it in 96. It was just starting. It was a babe. And yes, it is a major thing. But you know what? You still got to be belly to belly. You still got to get eye to eye. Yes, there are people we'll see, you know, in our area, once out of 5,000 transactions, somebody will buy something without ever seeing it. But for the most part, most people are going to see the property. You're going to show the property to them and things like that. You still need to know what scripts and dialogues are. And, you know, from that standpoint. So, you know, Marshall Redder used to have this fax he sent out. Back in the early 90s. And I tell you what, the information on that is still valuable. What you do, I listen to everyone. I know you had Leslie McDonald on here not too long ago. You know, you pick up one or two things. I mean, the day you think you know it all in this business is the day you're out of business. And, you know, you've got to, Howard used to say this, when a student is ready to learn, a teacher will appear. And there's numerous times top producers have heard a different idea at a conference somewhere or heard it from someplace else, but it just didn't click. And then all of a sudden, guess what? Oh, this clicked. You know, this makes sense. And, you know, it is, they're invaluable, because when somebody is ready to learn on whatever it is, whether it's marketing or whether it is, you know, team building, you know, whatever that is, it is there. And then, like I said before, it was kind of a joke what I said, but it's so true. One, you know, the best thing about real estate, there's so many different ways to do it. But one of the worst things, there is so many different ways to do this business, and you can get off track and get down a beaten road, and it's the wrong road. You know, if you're successful top producers, they're usually inside a mastermind group where they are meeting once a year or twice a year, or they are talking on the phone, you know, once a quarter or something with another group of top agents. And they're sharing ideas, but, you know, they're spin. I was lucky enough to be one of Howard Britton's Star Power stars and got interviewed. And I said, Howard, you know what I love about your conference? He goes, what? I said, I love the bar. He goes, what are you talking about? I said, Howard, after the conference, after the day was over, 8 or 10 of us would get together in the bar, and we would carve out a little section, create a circle, and we're from 8 or 10 different parts of the United States, and we would just talk about different ideas. And I said, you know, that is so strong. And what's happened nowadays is, you know, we've done that. I mean, for example, we kind of created our own little group last year, and it all happened real sudden, but we met in February in Vegas, and we called the I Amigos. There's Dave Brenton out of Indianapolis, Sam Miller out of Mount Vernon, Ohio, Wayne Turner out of New Orleans. There's myself. There's Rob Zimmer out of Palm Springs and Rob Levy out of Portland. And we met in Vegas for 36 hours. And out of those 36 hours, 24 of them, 25 of them, we talked about real estate. We had we got a really large suite, Sam and I did, and we talked all about all different parts of real estate. You know, we ordered lunch in there and we just chewed. And it's just, you know, how do you do business? What do you do this? And I mean, there was 3 or 4 major things that came out of that affected each one of our business positive. And, you know, and that's the power of a group getting together. I would challenge people out there to do it now. When I teach a CRS course, I tell them, I said, you need to get 3 or 4 people here. If you're like from Louisville, I taught in Louisville here about 4 weeks ago, me and G. Johnston did. And it's like, okay, Louisville, you know, you got east, west, north, south. You know, the west is New Albany, Indiana. I said, you know, they got the east end, the west end, and the south part. I said, you know, get together and meet every quarter. You know, you learn from each other. And, you know, that's one of the beauties of what you're doing here, Mike, is agents are able to learn from each other. And it's positive. And it's like, you know, they can take that back to the group and share. So, you know, thank you for doing this.
Thank you, Mike. Well, Mike, I've come to the end of my questions for today. Do you have any parting thoughts for the listeners?
Keep track of your numbers. When I say keep track of your numbers, not just your personal numbers, watch what your market's doing. You know, different parts of the country are going to react in different ways. You know, I get up usually somewhere between 5 and 6 in the morning, and there's a TV show on MSNBC called Squawk Box. And I really pay attention to that. It's a stock market show and everything like that, but I get a lot of research out of there. When Walmart and the dollar store and them are doing bad, that means my FHA loans are probably not going to be that good right there, because that means the persons who are buying the first house are not going to have that kind of money. When the luxury products are doing extremely good, that means the luxury housing most likely is going to be very good. You know, pay attention to what's going on because, you know, the stock market's been very good. At some point, there's going to be a correction. When that correction happens, that's probably when our interest rates are going to jump up. And I truly believe when rates hit 6, and I think that's going to happen sooner than later, when that market hits 6, we're going to see a 6-month where it's going to, the sales are going to slow for 6 months because it's going to take the buyer a little while to get used to that number. You got to understand, we've got almost a whole generation who has never seen 6 or 7%. And, you know, that's, and you're just starting to get the millennials are starting to come in and buy real estate right now. The millennials is a larger group than the boomers. And, you know, you're going to need to know how to sell, financing and set it up. Just don't turn that buyer over to the lender right there. And you need to be more knowledgeable about that. We work a great profession. You know, I am a high school student. I've got about 60 hours of college. You know, I feel like I've got good street smarts and I've got good common sense. But, you know, I'm not highly educated, but I make a good living. I make a damn good living. And I've lived a great life because of real estate, and I'm very proud of it. And, you know, a lot of agents out there can do the same thing. You just got to be able to have a little elbow grease, put it into it, and learn. Constantly look, be out learning, and then whatever you learn, share. So, and Mike, it's truly been a pleasure being on. I appreciate you asking me to do this. This is truly an honor.
Well, Mike, I appreciate you sharing your life journey with us. You showed us why the real estate business is really simple. Just get belly to belly with people who want to buy and sell homes and then help them. You revealed how you get 3/4 of your production by repeating referrals from past clients and sphere of influence. On a personal note, you described the simple method for beating the depression monster by staying curious and in learning mode. Thank you for sharing and being our top agent of the month. And join us next call when we talk to an agent who has been an agent for 4 decades and sold over 8,500 homes. Find out who he is on the next Success Call.
You've been listening to Success Calls on the Mastermind Agent Network, where top real estate agents from across North America reveal their success secrets, strategies, and systems in up-close and personal interviews. You can find all the calls at www.mastermindagent.com.